This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower what's next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client. This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on cars.com.
That's part of the Ringer Podcast Network, powered by Spotify. Cousin Sal coming to you right in the middle of the madness. Mikey Meatballs is producing this disaster of a show, and joining me, as always, my wizards of wagering, my gurus of gambling, my barons of betting, my overlords of the odds, the D3, Harry, Brother Bry, Darren the Parlay Kid. What is happening, fellas?
What's going on, Sal?
Yeah, Sal.
What's going on, buddy?
Woo, I still feel refreshed. We just went through 16 games. We sat through 8 of them, right? They're not sat through. We had a great time, right, Harry? Jimmy Kimmel Comedy Club. It was me, you, Tate Frazier, nephew Kyle was there. We had a whole bunch of people watching with us. We played Race to 10 for 8 games.
Yeah.
We gave out $10 for the games we won for the teams that scored 10 first. There's nothing like it, right, Harry?
Nothing. Absolute blast. Everyone's great, Sal. It was so much fun. Loved it. We've got to keep doing this kind of thing. It's great.
And I think you kept your shirt on for most of the day. I'm not sure. Things didn't get that crazy. As St. Patrick's Day last year, it was a different story.
But, right. Different story. But
yes, we rated it PG so we can get more bodies in there. We'll be doing it again. Kimmel Comedy Club, if you're in Vegas, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Friday, probably when you're listening to this. So race over, play Race to 10 with us. I also want to wish the Parlay Kid a happy birthday. Yes, yeah. Parlay Kid, 39. Is this the big 40 or is this 39? Wow. Which one is this for you?
I can't you know trying. What it is, Sal. I mean, geez. I mean, can you imagine this is... I know Dayton Band Direct. I guess he was booked, huh? He's playing in Salt Lake City this year. I forgive you.
You know, we won't say how old the Parlay Kid and how old I am, but I'm going to date us a little bit here because I remember Parlay Kid, all you wanted to do on your birthday when we were growing up was like watch these games, right? Like, yeah, well, just like give me that, you know, because your family goes crazy celebrating these birthdays. So, but I do remember one in particular. We were at your girlfriend, now wife's house, and we just wanted to sneak away. They had a cake for you and everything. And I remember we snuck away downstairs. No one knew how much money we had. It must have been 93, 94-ish. We had a lot of money on Jock Vaughn. And of course they blew it.
How do you remember that?
Well, I remember going downstairs and watching Jock Vaughn blow it for us. They lost to Purdue. I'm like, yeah, we had to go upstairs.
That's a good sign. That you said Purdue, though. That's good.
Oof. That's true. Okay, yeah.
But so that was that's always been the only blessing about having a birthday in March, because you know nothing else really happens in March except for March Madness, right? Especially as a teacher, mm-hmm. usually it's kind of like a blah month. There's not much that's happening in March. It's the beginning of the spring seasons. It's freezing cold here in the East, but you always have this time of the year with March Madness. And that's it. I've never been a birthday guy. I hate that you even mention it because I don't even,
I know you do. That's why I mentioned it. Yeah.
Just another day.
That's a Sicoli trait. Sicoli trait.
You know,
by the way, brother John told me you're 60, Darren.
Well, then he must be 62. So
yeah, that's not good for him.
A lot younger kids than I do. So
anyway, the Parlay Kid, he's made it known. He just wants to be left alone on his birthday
and watch college basketball.
Back then, no one was going into your girlfriend's basement and throwing us $10 bills. That's for sure. I mean, now years later, we're playing
giving
Race
them out
to 10. Thanks for nothing, Jock Vaughn. All right, listen, we got a jam-packed show. We're going to go over a lot of these games on the Friday slate. I like to call it the Parlay Kid birthday slate. We have baseball started. You know, we're going to go over the major league leader in home runs. We each picked one. The Dodgers are already against the Pirates. Dodgers are going to win 175 games, so let's stay away from that for a minute. But over the next week or so, we're going to have a lot of Major League Baseball futures to tackle. We'll do home runs today. These guys have their Sharp Tank pick, but we'll be back with the Friday slate college basketball when we return.
This episode is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle. The less your business spends, the more margin of money you have. I think that's pretty obvious for everyone, but actually doing it, that's easier said than done because the cost of everything is going up these days. So do the smart thing. Switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth so you can easily reduce costs and headaches. NetSuite specifically helps by reducing IT costs since it lives in the cloud with no hardware required and cutting the costs of maintaining multiple systems since everything you need is on one suite. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. See for yourself how effective NetSuite can be and try it out today. And by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/ringer. That is netsuite.com/ringer.
All right, let's start things off. Boy, we're going to do three each. Is that right? We're going to do three games each. How do we do this? Interesting. All right. Let's go. All right. Well, I don't even know how to mix this up, but you know what? Let's do it. Just in case, who's got Florida Atlantic Northwestern?
I got
it. Raise your hand.
You got it.
All right. Birthday boy, start us off. Florida Atlantic, Northwestern here. Northwestern, you're taking Northwestern. You're taking Megan Morant's Wildcats.
Yeah,
here, huh?
Yeah. Let's go, Meg. Let's do this. I'm sure Meg is all over this pick. Look, I've actually was able to see a couple Northwestern games this year. Mm-hmm. Coach Collins is a heck of a coach. He always gets his guys playing hard. We know Florida Atlantic had their run last year. They're not going to make it out of the first round this year. So I'm going to take Northwestern with the 2.5, getting the 2.5 points. All my picks today are going to be dogs in their games. But I always like guard play. And I know Florida Atlantic's got good guard play. But, man, Northwestern has some of the best guard play in the country. Sal, your guy, Boo Booey, as you know, I know you were very high on him to start the year. Guy averages about 19 points a game. So they got four guards who average in the double figures. And I love guard play at this time of the year. We all do, right? Three out of their four guards shoot 40%+ from three as well. That's a huge statistic. They're seventh in the country in three-point percentage. They have the fourth lowest turnover rate in the NCAA. What does that tell you? That's great guard play. And that's what's going to win this game. But not only that, Northwestern is Big Ten rugged. They can muck it up too defensively. They actually at times do slow down the pace and will slow down the pace against Florida Atlantic here. And I think they cover it. I think they might. I'll take the points, but I think they actually might win this game. So this is
a
very
one.
Good basketball team.
That tips us off at 12:15 for the Friday game. So that's a fun one. Bri, is she going to this game? It's in Brooklyn, right?
Yeah, it's
right
in Brooklyn. Here. I mean, she said she's going. And it's Mag, by the way. It's not Meg.
Oh, it's Mag. Well, she's not going. She's a bad fan. She is a bad fan. There's no two ways around it there. You know what's funny? Tate Frazier, who, you know, great job yesterday. He's going to be with us in Vegas today. He does like 1,000 interviews this week. And he said, Parley Kid, like you, he's like, all I have to do is say they have good guard play. He's like, I got good guard play. He's
coaching
like, point,
and good guard play. Right, right.
Yeah, that's exactly. What all 16 of these teams have a good guard, so I can just say good guard play. It's fine. All right, Harry, let's go to you. I'll try to go in order here. We're not going to do all 16 games, but Baylor, Colgate, you're going the halftime line here.
I'm going to take Colgate first half. Yes, Al, plus the 8. Now, I know Baylor is the only team in the tournament that has six players. They got six players that average 10 points or more. But the Raiders are in the tourney for the third year in a row. They've won 17 of the last 18 games. And having tasted the tourney of late, I'm banking on them, Sal, hanging around in the first half And then Baylor's depth turns it on maybe in the second half. But I think 8 points here is a nice chunk in the first half. And by the way, Colgate owes me, because last year, remember, me and Mikey were sitting through that Colgate Texas game, and I needed that for a nice parlay. Didn't come to fruition. So Colgate owes me one. So I'm going to take him in the first half plus 8.
Colgate owes Harry. All right. Well, that usually, I mean, how often do these teams pay you off when they actually owe you?
Not a lot.
It doesn't happen. Okay. All right. That's good to know.
Maybe zero. Maybe zero.
We just need them in the first half. Okay. You know what? I'll grab one here. New Mexico Clemson. This is a 6 versus 11. I'm going New Mexico, where the 11 is the favorite. And it just so happens, the 11, when they go against the 6, is 9-1. The teams that are favored with the higher seed. So if a 10 is favored over a 7, 11 is favored over a 6, that higher seed has won 9 of the last 11 games. So that's something to look for. And I just like Richard Pitino's New Mexico squad. They're impressive in the Mountain West tournament and all year, really. Last week, they won 4 straight. They picked off San Diego State, who was a Final Four team you might remember last year. On the other hand, Clemson, Boston College kicked the crap out of them in the ACC tournament. They haven't won a tournament game in 6 years. I'm all over New Mexico. Jalen House, Mashburn Jr., Donovan Dent's a sophomore guard. Good guard play out of this team, parlay kid. And they shut down big guys well. They did so against San Diego State. Now they have PJ Hall with Clemson. They're going to have to limit him. And it'll be 9 days since Clemson played when they tip off today. So take New Mexico -2.5. Bri, which one you want to give us?
I'll give you UAB. I'm going to take them +7.5 against San Diego State. Look, UAB was 11-2 against the spread as an underdog this season. You know, they got hot at the right time. They beat up a Temple team in that conference finals. They have wins over Memphis when they were, you know, ranked during the season. They beat Florida Atlantic too. You know, they had a close loss early in the season to Clemson. So now I know you can say San Diego State usually outperforms in the NCAA tournament. So it is maybe a little scary going against them. But I think UAB keeps us close. Look, San Diego State 10-8 in their last 18, even though I know that was a good conference, but they lost 3 of their last 5. I think UAB could keep this close here. And again, this is one of those 12-5 matchups here, and I think it's probably just too many points.
Yeah. All right. I failed to mention, by the way, this is going to be one of the games. So we're there for 7 hours, Harry. 2 of the hours are going to be on YouTube TV, the Ringer's YouTube channel. There's so much to remember. I can't keep it straight.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't even talk about our pool. We're going to fill out a bracket. There's going to be a cap of consequence. We got our friend Jamie's pool. There's brackets all over the place. But the one thing I should mention, we're doing this YouTube TV thing, the Ringer's network right there. And this is going to be one of the games featured, Race to 10 at the Kimmel Comedy Club, UAB, San Diego State. Bri, I'll let you pick it. So you think, should we go UAB to score 10 first?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
UAB to score 10? All right.
For sure.
Harry, you got to remember that. That's Brother Bri. Yeah, and then everyone could, I'll give everyone there for lose. Yeah. I'll give him your cell phone number.
Brian, very confident, Brian.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, they've been hot.
Yeah. McNeese beat him by 20. McNeese beat him by 21, by the way.
I know. That was early in the season. I didn't want to bring that up.
Harry's favorite. McNeese. If McNeese and Grand Canyon don't win, Harry's going to have to leave. He's going to have to leave. Yeah. He's going to have to leave the country. I don't know what's going to happen. These teams all of a sudden. Pauly kid, give us another underdog.
All right. Well, we'll stay with that Mountain West here, Sal. Utah State. Can I take this one right now? Come back with the. You don't mind, right? You don't care.
I don't care.
Utah State getting +4.5 points here against a good TCU team. Don't get me wrong, Sal. This Utah, it's coming out of this conference 26-5. I've said from the start I would be on Utah State, at least early in the tournament, because they got a lot of depth. Sal, great Osabar, averages 18-9 for this team. Ian Martinez, 38% from 3. And they got a guard, Darius Brown II, who is a top 10 assist leader in the NCAA this year. Again, good guard play. And look, we know this conference is underrated as well. And TCU's, for as good as they are, they are 5-7 in their last 12. So they kind of come into this tournament limping a little bit. And you're going to give Utah State, a 26-5 team, 4.5 points. I have to take the points here with Utah State. Again, Sal, I wouldn't be surprised if they won this game outright. Let's go Utah State. I'm a big fan of this Mountain West Conference.
There's too many trends and too many numbers and too many this and that to write down. But one of them I saw and that I didn't write down was when the pace differential is great. And this, and in this case it is, TCU is has the fastest pace in the Big 12. The slow down team wins most, like almost 70% of the time. So, so getting a chunk of points, you're in even better shape than that.
Well, because, you know, Sal, it's when you're forced to play somebody's style, it's and takes you out of your rhythm, you know, kind of like what Northwestern's going to do as well, I think. So, yeah, I think that's what it is. You want to look for those teams that can do a little bit of both, but especially a team that can slow the ball down and find a way to kind of have these other teams not push the pace. That's what you want.
Yeah. So that's the next to last tip Friday tonight. The last one, we'll just jump around here. Harry, Grand Canyon, let's just get it out of the way. Everybody loves Grand Canyon, but no one as much as Harry. I believe the only times you bet them this year, you lost. And now you don't care. You're going back to it.
I'm going back to it. Lopes up, baby. I'm going Lopes on the money line at +198. I love all the 12s versus the 5s, but I really like Grand Canyon here. This is their third NCAA tournament in the last 4 years. They lost to Gonzaga last year and now have another shot against a West Coast Conference team in St. Mary's. Tyon Grant Foster, absolute stud on this team for the Lopes, averaging 20 points a game, 6 rebounds. He's led the team in scoring, Sal, in 10 straight games. He will lead the Lopes to a 12-5 upset. They get it done at +198.
All right, Bri, Duke, Vermont, that is a night game as well, 7-10 tip. I'm glad you're taking Duke here. You're the only one that kind of, everybody's given. I know Vermont's had some tournament luck in the past, but I feel like Duke has too. I know the dozen points or so, but you're laying it and you're happy to do so.
Yeah, I'm laying the 12 and a half. I don't think it's necessarily a lot. Look, you know, Duke fell to 4 seed after, you know, falling to NC State and UNC in back-to-back games. But, you know, I like them here against Vermont. You know, Vermont seems to find themselves, they're basically in the tournament like every year. And I know they're 28-6, but I don't find this to be one of their better teams over the last couple of years. And they have not had a ton of success. Like last year, they lost in the first round to Marquette by 17. Now, I know that this year they did beat Charleston. They did beat Yale earlier in the season. But against the ACC, when they played Virginia Tech, they got blown out. So I just don't know. I don't see them being able to deal with the size of Filipowski here. I think Roach and him step up in this game big time. I think they win this one by close to 20.
Another number I saw, and this is just so many Twitter accounts that claim to be experts, but this one guy said, if you bet the underdog money line in the Thursday, Friday games, throw out the pick'ems or the one pointers. If you bet the underdog money line, you've won 10 times your money. And I just feel like, I don't know if that's true necessarily, but if that's the case, the 14s and 13s and 12s have, you got to get like 4 or 5 out of 12, right? Out of those games, I would think. And so this would be one of them, but I don't know. I mean, you know me, I'm on the other side. I got a money line, the favorite all the time.
Is this the same person who did that Mahomes stat?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah. It's a Harry, it's a Harry reference, but it would be interesting to try 1 year, but I'm saying like, you're not going to make 10 times your money if a 10 beats a 7. That's for sure. Like if that's your claim. I am going to take the points, Bri. I know you love Houston to win it all, to cut down the Nets. We went over this Monday who everybody's taking. I'm going Longwood +23.5. Now, here's what sucks about Longwood. They lost to Dayton by 9. That's a little scary, but yeah, they did. It was like the last day of the year. But the Lancers have covered 7 of the last 10. They crushed UNC Asheville in the Big South Finals. They came in as a 5 seed. 23.5 is a lot of points. They have this guy, Michael Christmas. He has 6 rebounds a game. Also scores close to 12. I just think it's going to be Christmas in March here. Houston's been great all year, but I just need Longwood to cover. They only score 73 a game, Houston, which is 192nd in the country. So to give this many points, but here's the real reason, Parlay Kid, and I hate to go work blue on your birthday, but the last 3 years, a top 2 seed has lost in the first round to a phallic named school. 2021, 15 seed Oral Roberts beats Ohio State. 2022, St. Peter's beats Kentucky. Last year, Fairleigh Dickinson upsets Purdue.
What?
They have the BDE parlay kid, Longwood. I don't predict an upset.
You've never done better homework, Sal.
Thank you. Yeah. Some stuff I write down and some stuff I don't. So 23.5, I'm taking the points. Bri, you should be okay to get through the weekend.
All right, thank you.
With them. All right. Parlay kid, another upset, or at least you're taking points here. James Madison.
And I know this is kind of the in pick, right? James Madison plus 5.5. I'm sure a lot of people are taking them on the money line because they're probably one of these teams that people are looking for. Are they the FAU of this season? I mean, when a team gets used to winning as much as a James Madison does, they don't expect to lose. And I really, when you go 31-3 for your season, like losing is not part of your vocabulary. And I think these guys certainly have they feel good about this matchup against Wisconsin. But like you said, this is a team, James Madison averages 84.5 points a game, ninth in the nation, playing against a Wisconsin team, kind of what I'm going against in my other games, a team that doesn't go up and down the floor. They don't really play track meet type of basketball. So you got the styles. And like you said, I guess Wisconsin style technically could give a James Madison fits. But look, they have six guys who shoot 35% or better from three. My number is 35 when it comes to three. If you can shoot 35% from three, you're doing a great job. And you got six guys who shoot that or better. Terrence Edwards Jr., 17 points a game, probably the best player on this team, scored 24 in their opening day win against Michigan State. Their one big time win on their schedule, which was happened to be game one, as a matter of fact. But no matter, this is a team that expects to win. I don't think they're going to go do what FAU did last year. It's very rare. But I think a win or two, I could see a Sweet 16 maybe appearance for this team.
All right. Yeah. That is why I love this tournament. I really like, there's nothing like it with the different styles and different, like James Madison could be great. You know, they have 30 wins, but they, you know, not 80, 90% against quad three, four, maybe that's not enough, or maybe it is. Like, that's what you don't see this really in any other sport. You see it during the regular season, right? But just that they're matching up with so much on the line is terrific. I'll always love it. Always love this tournament, Harry. All right, Harry, God, give us this one. Now this is, I'm surprised. Well, I'm not surprised, but this is the biggest over-under in like a decade or two decades. What is this?
Maybe so. It's Charleston, Alabama. I'm going to go over 173.5.
Jeez.
Now, Charleston, it's a lot of points, but Charleston averages 81 on the season. They've scored 82 or more in four of the last five. And Alabama averages 90 points a game. That led the nation. And the Crimson Tide scored 96 in their opening round. Game in the tourney. Last year, Bama games have gone over 173 in nine of their last 10, Sal. Cougars and Crimson Tide go for 180.
I think you already lost like 4 points on this because it was announced and then everybody went over because they said it was like the biggest in like 12 years or 20 years or something over under, at least in the first round. All right. Good luck to you there. Bri, Nebraska, Texas A&M. This is a 6:50 tip on the East Coast.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Nebraska. I do like Harry's pick, though, even though that has gone up. That's the one of the games that you can't do the 80, score 80.
No way. No way. First half.
Well, you wouldn't even get good odds. That'd be terrible.
Well, Bri's referring to, I fell in love. I had to tell the wife last night. I have a new love in my life. FanDuel, you could parlay teams to not score 80 points. You can go Colgate-Baylor, neither team will score 80 points. Minus 430 or something. Some of these others, like where the over unders, like in the like Duke, Vermont, the over unders 132. You know, you got to lay minus 1100. But if you string 16, 17, 18 of these games together, you can get a nice price. And that's what I plan on doing. Sorry, Brian. Nebraska.
No, I was the one who brought it up. I do like that as well. But yeah, I'm going to take Nebraska, basically minus 118 to one here. This line has come down a little bit. I know Nebraska was favored by a few points to start here, but this is a good team. Look, they were up a bit They're up a decent amount in the first half against Illinois on Saturday. This is a team that has wins over Wisconsin, Purdue. But the reason I like Texas A&M, and this is, you know, what Parlay Kid was talking about, Texas A&M is just a terrible three-point shooting team. They shoot 28% from threes, so which is not a good recipe in this tournament here. Full disclosure, I did lose. I did take Kentucky against Texas A&M. Lost that last Friday. But yeah, I'm going back against them here. I have found myself watching, I don't know why, I bet Nebraska a few times this year, had some success on them. So I'm going to stick with it.
Kentucky, by the way, Seth Greenberg on Cousin Sal's winning weekend gave out A&M as his Cinderella team. I'm not sure he understands what the word means, but usually a double digit seed. But he gave out A&M. And can they meet? They can meet Kentucky. Oh, no, that's Texas Tech I'm looking at can meet Kentucky.
Yeah, they're on the other.
Oh, no, they could actually meet Kentucky, but it would, they'd have to upset Houston or something like that. All right. Yep. So there you go. My last one, then we'll go to break. Yale over Auburn. This is my big upset. I might be a little biased. Plus 610, by the way. Might be a little biased here because I cashed when Yale crushed Brown on Sunday. My goodness. They handed them a beating. That was a buzzer beater. I don't know. So they barely survived, barely made this tournament, but I wanted a 13 seed. A number 13 seed has won at least one game in 27 of the last 38 tournaments. Last year was Furman who beat Virginia. By the way, is there a worse under the radar or in the spotlight game? Have we seen Parlay Kid in Dayton than Tuesday night or when Virginia got pounded? That was disgusting.
Wow, that was brutal. Yeah, and as Tate Frazier said, it makes you really think that winning that tournament years back was like some type of really miracle situation there because, boy, what the hell? They're offensively putrid. Terrible.
67-42, Colorado State won, and they, Virginia made a little bit of a run at the end. I read somewhere, Harry, that they didn't score for 55 minutes. You know, obviously the halftime is included there, so it's like drought going into the half, drought coming out.
Yeah.
55 minutes out of like a 2 hour, 20 game, whatever it is.
Well, I think it was at least 14 and a half minutes of gameplay. Right. I think they ended with like 10, 11 minutes not scoring in the first half, and then the next 4 minutes.
I don't think we've ever seen a team like that. Virginia still had like 20-plus wins, but so many times this season, they struggled to get really struggled to get to 50.
Yeah,
and 42 they're bad the other news. Night.
So the committee is like shaking their head. I mean, they could have had our Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and he would have been he would have scored 42 himself, right? That would have been fun, our guy. But all right, I digress here. So the 4-13 I like it. We said four. We saw Furman beat Virginia last year, and there's always a conference tournament winner that comes out stale, and I'm going to think that it's Auburn. Because this Yale team is decent. If you look at their numbers, like I know they don't play the same teams Auburn does, but 13th in defensive rebounding rate in the country, 18th in turnover rate. They allow 66 points a game. They have a 7-footer. This guy, Danny Wolf, who shoots the 3-ball. You know, this could happen.
I like it.
Princeton made the Sweet 16 last year. Auburn lost at Appalachian State this year. I kind of like this at plus 610. As the big upset. Wow, did we just do it? Did we just do 12 games? We missed out on a few,
nice.
But I don't care.
Good job.
I don't care. Yeah, UConn's too big a favorite. We didn't do Florida, right? And Purdue. Yeah, all right. So we left a few out, but that's enough to chew on right there. Let's take a quick break, and then we're going to go over, Major League Baseball already starting. We'll be back to tell you who's going to lead the home run race.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details.
All right, we are back against all odds. We just gave you, 12, 35, 45 games Friday, NCAA, Kimmel Comedy Club. If you're in Vegas, check us out. We'll be there on the bottom level from 9 to 4, giving out $10 bills. But baseball season started. I think the Dodgers already clinched the West, Harry. I'm not sure how that works, but I saw a Y by their name, as in, why are we even playing the season? But let's go over, you could still bet on FanDuel. Well, you can bet all these futures. It's ridiculous. But one of them, one of our favorites, leader in home runs, this is a fun one just to keep an eye on all year. Obviously, maybe not so obvious to people, Matt Olson was the leader last year with 54. He's the only one to have 50 plus. Kyle Schwarber, 47. Alonso, 46. Otani, 44. And Ronald Acuna Jr., 41. So let's go into these. Right now, I could tell you the favorite is Aaron Judge, parlay kid, at 7-1. Do you think that's fool's money? You think there's just too many injuries down the road for him? Judge and Alonso are 1-2.
I think, I think he's back playing here in spring training, or at least taking batting practice. So that's huge headlines, I guess, if you're a Yankees fan. But I think you'd be better off going with an Alonso if you're going to take a New York player, because just Alonso plays 155 plus games a year. If you told me Judge was play 140 games this year, mm-hmm, I'd say lock this up right now, because when he plays, Alonso. He's Judge.
Yeah.
Right. So, but you know,
we're stealing your thunder a little, Bri. You do like Alonso, and is he getting 8-1 or 9-1?
Last I saw was eight to one. Yes. Now, look, Sal, if you were asking me for a value pick here, maybe I would say like Luis Robert, because he's 80-1. He was ninth in baseball last year with 38 home runs in 145 games. So maybe some value there. But I think Alonso at 8-1 is good. Look, finished third last year with 46 home runs, finished third the year before. And like Parley Kid was saying, he's going to give you 150 plus games a year. You don't have to worry about that. He's in his contract year. Right. So you'd expect this is like the Judge year, right? Expect a huge year from him, being in better shape. It's going to approach 50 homers again. And if he's at the 50 home run mark, he's going to be one of the top two or three in baseball, if not the top. So I like him a lot. He's always going to be top five in home runs. So why not take him at 8-1?
I can't believe we've collectively discussed Pete Alonso for a minute and a half, and the parlay kid has not thrown in one fat joke. I mean, on his birthday, no less. You figure you get a free one in there. My God. 8-1. He ate everything. I don't know. I figured something was coming your way. All right. You know, I'll give you my pick. I looked at these. The hard thing is finding guys who have had two consecutive years not injured. Right? Did you guys notice that? It's very hard to find like back-to-back 40
Alonso
guys.
Alonso and Chapman, probably. Chapman.
That's about it. And the guy I'm picking, Kyle Schwarber, I don't love rooting for this, and I'm not going to. I'll put a little money on it at 9-1, but he had 93 home runs over the last two seasons, 47 and 46. Plus, he had 11 in the postseason over the last 2 years. Now, it scares me a little bit that he hasn't hit one in the spring at all in 30 plate appearances. It bothers me a tiny bit. And the other thing is, he's a freaking leadoff hitter. Isn't that insane? You talk about, we want to make a fat joke. This is a softball. Mm. This is a Huntington League softball player. Goes up there. He freaking leads off. And the Phillies are 151 and 100. That's 600 ball the past 2 years when he leads off, including the postseason. 45 and 48 when he does not. So I'm going to put money on Schwarber, 93 dingers in the last 2 years, 9-1, and I won't root that hard for it. Parley Kid, give us – I was looking at Vlad too, but I surprised the dip he's taken.
Oh, it's tremendous. Well, by the way, Sal, Schwarber, did you mention his average from last year? You might have. I might have just been
No, I didn't. Focusing. I know.
I think he hit 190 last year or something like that, right?
So that's what a leadoff hitter does,
isn't
right?
Isn't that crazy? Like, it's just – baseball has changed so much from –
197.
When we were growing up, like, you know, if you were hitting under 200, it didn't matter how, you know, you would, Dave Kingman would be a superstar now, I guess, the way things
would
are.
Would he
right?
lead we used off? To, I know, used to it's mock very him. Weird.
I don't know.
Right. Well, he's got a lot of great, unlike Kingman, at least in the Mets years, he's got a lot of great hitters around him. He really does, Schwarber. So I guess you can put him anywhere in the lineup, but you're going to see good
pitches.
Takes pitches, anyway.
Draws walks. Yeah. That's big. Yeah. But so I'm going to take, I'm looking for the value here, right? So, and when we talk about games played, this guy is like Alonso. So I'm going to take Guerrero Jr. at 23-1. He's up to 23-1 right now to lead the league in home runs. So just 3 years ago, he had 48. He had 48. And then we saw this decline of when he was 22 years old, then he's turning 25. So he's really in his peak season right now. Hit 26 last year, but selling his last 3 years, 156, 160, 161 games. So I'm really betting the fact that he plays all the time.
Right.
And isn't he due for a bounce? Like, what has happened? This guy is a massive guy. He swings for the fences all the time. How is he hitting 26 home runs? Right. And he's got great hitters surrounding him as well. Rebounds this year, power numbers go up. And maybe he doesn't go up to 50, but look, maybe this is one of the years where 44, 45 is going to win it for you. Right. So I'll take Vlad Jr. 23-1. I think it's good value for a guy who has had a 48 home run season. He's at turning the age of 25 and he plays all the time. That's just to me, I like
it. All right. I love the name. I was looking at it. I was toying with it and then I stayed away and I went soft. I went with Schwarber. All right, Harry, you're going. This is the only guy we're picking that has changed teams. So I know you like that change.
Well, in honor of the Parlay Kid's birthday, I'm going to take the newest Yankee on that roster. I'm going to take Juan Soto at 14-1. Last year with the Padres, Soto had his best home run total of his career. And now the lefty is going to hit so many line drive homers in Yankee Stadium with that short porch in right field. Could be a banner year for Soto. Just 25 years old. Figured he's a little older. Only 25 still. Still in his prime. Plenty prime here. 14-1. I think it's pretty good value, Sal, for the lefty.
I like that. I might bet a bunch of these. No one mentioned Ohtani. I think it's... I don't know why. Soto, I know it's 11-1. Should that really be higher based on his numbers? But everyone loves Ohtani, so it's 11-1. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. I think Soto's a good one too, just because again, in a contract year, right? I mean, he's looking, you know, in the Yankee Stadium, he should hit. He should
like Trout's ridiculous at 40-1 if he plays, right? I know he gets hurt. He sits weeks at a time sometimes, but 40-1 is crazy. Mookie Betts leading off as a shortstop, 40-1, but. Anyway, all right. So that's fun. We're going to be doing a lot more baseball. We'll give you our winners next week. We'll give you what else do we do? Well, I guess we'll do Cy Young. It was a little controversial last year. I don't know. It might be too emotional to make a Cy Young pick as it was for Harry. It was really such a roller coaster year.
Yeah.
Really. It's still going. Still the emotion still flying all over the place. But we'll get back to baseball next week, and we're going to give you our Shark Tank picks. These guys give me their picks. I jump on one, and that'll be that. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Cars can be a big investment, so it's important to take care of them. I once got a car that I started out with 25,000 miles on. I got it to over 200,000 miles because I took care of it. You know how you take care of a car? You take care of the maintenance, the oil, the brakes, all that stuff. And if you don't, you can have a car just completely fall apart. When your car needs maintenance, head to Jiffy Lube. They provide automotive excellence at speed. Get your oil changed, brakes checked, tons of other multi-care services. It's all done by expertly trained technicians who actually care about taking care of you and your car. Jiffy Lube, car more. To find coupons and start an instant online estimate, visit JiffyLube.com.
All right, we're back. Shark Tank. Here we go. These three guys, they give me their best bets for the weekend coming up. And I'm going to jump on one. Now, got something to... I mean, Harry is just killing the soccer. Is he going over 2.5? Is he going under 3.5? I don't know. It changes it up every week, but he comes out a winner.
Yeah.
Lets us know right when it wins. Actually, way before it wins, he lets us know. One with Scheffler, top 10. Easy peasy. My God, never was really out of that top 10 for that tournament. And Parlay Kid, you lost the golf bet. Get it back, Parlay Kid. You got a pick. It's going on in a couple hours, right?
Yeah, well, so you already mentioned this team, right? So you're on them. New Mexico over Clemson. I'll take them straight up on the money line. New Mexico, as you mentioned, Sal's played some great basketball and a very tough conference. I think I got to be honest. I didn't see Clemson play too much this year, but I did get to see. Sorry, I'm just adjusting something. I did get to see New Mexico.
Get your play, hand out of your pants, Paul. Okay. Oh, you're adjusting your camera. Okay. Yeah.
They have a former. The reason why is they have a former Dayton player, Mustafa Amziel, on their team. He's a role player on their team, like he was with Dayton. So, but I kind of follow those guys. And obviously, I like the coach here. And let's face it, Sal, you don't think Pitino's dad has been on conference calls with him for days now, helping him out with the game plan to beat Clemson? New Mexico, Sal, let's go. I'm really onto this Midwest, except when Nevada plays Dayton, of course. Except for that game, which I guess you could probably have to cut that out. Because yeah, it's all right. Shit. Sorry, Michael.
All right.
Do you want to do that again?
I think we got it, right? All right. So Paulie Kidd is going with New Mexico. All right, Harry, give us the soccer. I know we got a lot of footy coming our way.
Yeah, look, there's a lot of college basketball to bet, but Sal, I'm going to stick with my soccer picks on Shark Tank. I am 3-1 in my last 4 Shark Tanks with the soccer. And if you include all the games that I actually gave, 15 total selections, I am 14-1 over that run. So I'm going to do another.
Can preface it by what, you know, just say.
Maybe -600, maybe -470s, Darren, but still 14-1 in those picks. So with that said.
-600, you can't name a player on any of these teams you bet over the last 6 weeks.
Luis Suarez, of course. Messi. There's a couple.
Okay.
Look, I got an MLS.
Total I lose again. Parlay. I lost Harry, another Harry 600.
Kane? Come on. Yeah. Every game. I got another MLS total parlay here. This time it's just a 2-leg parlay, but it pays even money. I'm going to start with Sporting Kansas City and the LA Galaxy to go over 2.5 in the 3 matches the Galaxy have played in March. All 3 have landed on 4 goals or more. And in all 3, LA has scored 8 goals themselves in those 3 games. And Sporting KC is the favorite here. So give me over 2.5 in that game with the Colorado Rapids and the Houston Dynamo under 3.5 goals. Now, last 3 matches for Colorado have gone under 3.5. But what's even more impressive, the same goes for Houston in their last 7 matches. So again, okay, give me Colorado and Houston under 3.5. Sporting KC and LA Galaxy over 2.5 pays even.
All right. All right, Bri, from soccer, a lot of us are not going to watch to, this is Fairfield Women. Oh, this is a fun one. 25.5.
I'm coming from top ropes here, guys. Fairfield Women plus 25.5 versus Indiana. Look, I know it's very common in the women's game for the low seeds to be getting 25, 40 points in the first round because a lot of these games are played, you know, Indiana's playing at home here, but 25.5 points, way too many. And I will tell you this, I have followed this Fairfield team way too much this season. They do start 2 Long Island girls. That's why I do watch them.
You should be an assistant coach at this point for Fairfield.
I should. Right. But yeah, one of their girls, Megan Anderson, is one of the top freshmen in the country. She played in the same program that my daughter plays. And that's why I just know who she is. But Fairfield, look, 31-1 on the season. They're ranked 25th in the country. And sure, you could look at their conference, right? But earlier this year, they beat Rutgers at Rutgers, way worse than Indiana did at Rutgers. They beat St. John's early. Their only loss was to Vanderbilt by 2. And Vanderbilt's still a 12 seed in this tournament, right? They were still at 6 in the SEC. So still a good team here there. Indiana's been really good, especially they're very good at home, but 25.5, just way too much. I thought this was like, you know, if I was just guessing lines, you told me to guess lines, I would have said like 12.5, 13.5, 25.5 points, just way too many. All right. Give me Fairfield Women.
Those are your girls. Okay. So we got Paulie Kidd. I already like New Mexico, right? So I should probably jump on that. But Bri's got the Fairfield Women. Harry, you know what? I have to take Harry. It just until it loses, and it will lose now that I'm jumping on with it. KC Galaxy over 2.5, Colorado Houston under 3.5. It pays even odds. It's a two leg parlay. That's what I'll go with. Speaking of two legs, right, Harry, you could not, from what I understand, stand on your two legs for the Springsteen concert. This is, he's revving the tour back up. It was in Phoenix, right, the other day. And now you're,
yeah,
I mean, you have like 35 more of these to get through between the end of the summer, and you couldn't stand the first one.
I couldn't stand for the first one on a Tuesday night. Yeah. Just the first concert in a while, and in Phoenix in my hometown. And I just sat halfway through it. I just had to sit on the ground for a second. My legs were giving out. My ankles were giving out. And then Friday night, we got Friday night in Vegas, Springsteen again. So I'm going to be, I'm going to make sure my phone's charged, because I'm going to have to see, get that Grand Canyon score back and forth with the Springsteen concert going. So, yeah, hopefully I gotta figure something out, because, you know, I didn't last on that.
Yeah, you're going to be laying on the floor watching Glory Days and checking the Grand Canyon score. That, what a sight that's going to be. My goodness.
Is this the longest tour of all time? I mean, come on. I know. Yeah. But come on. How long straight can this guy go?
Well, it is like 40 years. Yeah. But I don't know, Harry. I'm not sure what this is interesting. How are you going to, you're like not in good shape. This is like a defensive end taking himself out after the first play. It's
Wednesday morning at 3 a.m. woke up leg hurting from the concert. So it's going to be rough.
Buy yourself a pair. I know your feet are like very oddly shaped and your legs bend a certain way that probably not normal, but buy yourself a pair. Buy yourself a pair of Hokas. Just at least they give you the, yeah. In terms of padding.
Are they wide? They make those wide?
Not Hoka. Are you saying Hoka? Hoka. don't do the wrong thing. We're going to be confused.
They're just, especially when you wear them for the first couple months. I mean, it'll definitely help if you're at some event, for sure.
I don't understand. So this is, it's not standing room only. You get your own seat. Or I know it's important. You got to spend top dollar on this. So you're not like in a mosh pit section, right? You get a seat or you don't get a seat.
No seat, stand only. Standing
no
only.
Seat. So you're paying extra hours. Money to standing room only, and you're sitting on the floor. Like, aren't people like, what the hell's with you, dude? Like, what?
A little bit, sure.
And you're taking a lot of standing room and a lot of sitting room, I'm guessing, right?
And there wasn't, and Tuesday there wasn't a lot of room, so I'm just hopefully people don't turn around and trip over me. And
oh my god, what a freaking scene! What a birthday!
Sounds like a blast, just a total blast.
My primary, and then halfway through, I run into my primary care doctor there too, and I decide. He may have seen me on the ground. I told him I was okay.
I don't think that was a coincidence. I think Ken probably called him ahead of time and says, hey, I don't think Harry's going to answer the bell here. So we should have you on hand just in case. But anyway, what a story. Happy birthday, Parlay Kid. How did I not take Parlay
Happy
Kid's
birthday,
pick?
Buddy.
I got to take it. Harry, I'm going back on it. I'm sorry.
Well, you already took my pick, Sal. You took my pick. You don't need to take
right.
it. You
I have
my
money
pick.
On it. Yeah. I just feel bad going Shark Tank with the guy who sprawled out on the arena floor here. All right. We'll go with Harry Shark Tank.
All right.
There you go. Harry and I will be at the Kimmel Comedy Club today, Friday, all day, 9 to 4. Tate Frazier will join us. Nephew Kyle will be there. We're going to race to 10. $10 bills flying all over the place. Join us if you can. If you can't, catch us on the YouTube stream on Ringer channel there. I'll get you those times. I already lost it. Already screwed up. I don't know. Oh, it's going to be 10:30 to 11:30 Pacific and 1 to 2 Pacific. We'll have four games. We'll have discussions. It'll be fun. Trivia, all that stuff. That does it for another episode of Against All Odds for Mikey Meatballs in the D3. I'm Sal saying so long. Happy handicapping and happy birthday, Parlay Kid.
Na, 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 na.
Must be 21 or older and present in select states. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Kentucky, North Carolina, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, Vermont, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia, or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts, or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPENY in New York.